Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, champion Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Friday, October 3rd, 2014. We are live at 1 Everyday Saturday Plaza, welcoming you to the greatest 20 minutes of your life this week. It's a feel-good Friday. We're going to talk about some good stuff for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Before we get into that, make sure you head on over to iTunes. Search Sam Crowley, just like it sounds, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Good Irish Catholic name there. And find the show. Give it a 5-star rating and leave a great review. Do that so people just like you, searching for the best in motivation and inspiration on iTunes, can find the show. Will you do that for us? Please rate the show on iTunes. You can also connect with moi on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you want to hear. What shows do you like? What topics? What podcasts? Let me know you're listening. Hashtag every day is Saturday. We'll talk about the scam today, too. How do you talk about a scam on a feel-good Friday? I'll let you know. Had a great opportunity call last night with the world-famous Katie Hunt, who her and I are in the Doobly Network together. And I'm not talking about Doobly today. I am talking about, hey, by the way, if I mention any type of biz ops, just deal with it for 20 seconds, would you? The rest of the show is great content. If you're not into biz ops, if you are, do I got a biz op for you? You go to everydaysaturday.com/doobly, D-U-B-L-I. See the hangout Christian and I did. Christian did 180 grand last month, but it's no big deal. I'm sure you made more. So I was doing an opportunity call last night with Katie Hunt. It was great. You know, it's just great to do that type of stuff. It took me back to the day. It was a throwback Thursday. So in honor of throwback Thursday, we dialed the clock back to 2004, and we hosted a teleconference. You know, I haven't hosted a teleclass, if that's what you call it, in a long time. Certainly not an opportunity call since, I think, 2000 and, well, for a network marketing type business, probably 2005, I think. But even for my own business, every day is Saturday. You know, when I got launched, I was doing teleclasses and nobody showed up. I've told that story, right? I mean, nobody showed up. You ever heard that story? God, I can't tease it like that and not tell. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. If you've already heard it, you'll hear something new that you haven't heard before also. But back in the day, I was living in Bradford, PA, just moved the family back there in the fall of 2007. That was 7 years ago. Let me tell you something. I thought, you know, that was a big, big move for my family. We had uprooted the kids from Cincinnati. They all, you know, three girls under the age of two. Or, I mean, we had ages 2, 3, and 5 at the time. Five years old. Madeline was five. And we moved 500 miles away back to my hometown. You can never go home again. That's a life lesson right there, my friends. Great people. Wouldn't change it for the world, my hometown, but you just can't. You just change. Everything changes. Everything changes. You go back to where you grew up, you went to high school and things like that. Just everybody changes. You change. I'm not the same person. I'm not even close to the same person I was 5 years ago, let alone 25 years ago. But I was living back in Bradford. We were remodeling a home we moved into. I was running my rental properties. You know the drill. I talk about shoveling sidewalks in the wintertime and running on all these different calls, tenants moving out, breaking windows, trashing the place, all that stuff. In the meantime, I thought I'd launch the Everyday Saturday Blueprint Teleseminar Series. And it was just I had no mailing list. I had like 100 people. Most of them never opened my emails. But I said, hey, I got to start somewhere, you know? And that's a good lesson for if you want to start any type of brand, you got to start doing this stuff, man. Host hotel meetings, two people show up, one of them's your relative. You know, you host a teleclass, nobody shows up. And that's what happened to me in the fall of 2007. Nobody showed up for my first one, and I had committed to 6 weeks. Now, if you've got nobody opening your emails, it's hard to say anybody even knows what you committed to, but It's like, you know, when a tree falls in a forest, there's nobody around. Did it really happen? If you make a commitment, yeah, it doesn't matter if anybody's around to hear it. You heard it. So if you make a commitment and you throw a big, bold statement out there, just own it, man. Yeah, nobody's going to show up. We understand that. Get over it. Just get over it, okay? Oh, I didn't make any money. Nobody showed up. Nobody cares. Just go. Have fun with life. Quit worrying about what everybody else thinks. So I hosted the Everyday Saturday 6-week Blueprint Teleseminar Series, and nobody showed up. Had my wife go upstairs, 8 o'clock, first call. It was on a Tuesday in October. Said, hey, Ann, there's nobody on my teleclass. She was reading a book. I mean, the kids are going down by. She said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, yeah, hey, can you go upstairs, jump on the other line? What? Yeah, just going to connect. I at least have one person on there. So my wife goes up and God love her. I mean, God love, seriously, Ann just so like supportive of myself and my business. And the last thing she wanted to do with three kids under the age of 5 was jump on the phone to listen to her Yahoo husband spew out some motivational stuff on a weeknight. Okay. I was like, hey, I want to welcome everybody to the Everyday Saturday Blueprint Teleseminar Series. Who's on the line? Give us a, let's know your name, where you're calling in from. Hi, Sam. It's Ange. I'm upstairs in the spare bedroom. Hey, welcome, Ange. Where are you calling in from? Like I said, I'm upstairs. Hey, she's calling in from Bradford, PA. Welcome to the call, Ange. Great to have you with us. And anybody else? Anybody else on the line? Give us your name. Where are you calling in from? Give us your name. Where are you calling in from? Crickets. Okay. Well, hey, we're going to close the lines up so we have a nice, clean, crisp call for the recording, everybody. And I want to introduce my name, Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com, and I went right into it. Now, a couple things. You think I've lost my mind. If you didn't already know that I've lost my mind, then where you been? That was many years ago. And it's so much fun when you don't have a job. It just is. When you don't have to impress anybody, you don't have to get a stupid evaluation or promotion or go up the corporate pyramid. We all know it's a pyramid. You know it. I know it. There's a CEO at the top, fat, bald, bloated guy, who spent 40 years in the job, didn't work, it was just who he knew, he's got one original idea every generation, and that's it, right? It's just, that's what the job is. He sacrificed his family for the job, for the promotion, for the car, for the stock options, for everything else. Pretty much complete loser in every other facet of his life, except he's got the title CEO, okay? So once you decide that that's what's going on in the corporate world, and you want to go actually do your own deal, it's a lot of fun. You know, you don't got anybody to report to. There's nothing more free that I can imagine than not having anybody like that in your life. So once you start doing that, you host some teleclasses. Nobody shows up. You don't care. You host a teleclass for work. Imagine if you put an event together for work, you know? Like, you see these different, what do they call them? Expos. Let's call it. You know what an expo is? You walk through a big auditorium, a convention center. Hi, would you like some tchotchkes here? I got some pens and some notepads. My name's Sam, and I just want to let you know we represent the bank, and we do commercial and residential lending. You need for a loan? Like, yeah, I always come out to these expos because I need a loan, hoping I'll run into a loan officer with a big banner and a cheesy smile, okay? Well, if you ever do, you let us know, okay? Because we're here. Yeah, I'm going to keep that business card for about 1 second until I walk right over there by that garbage can. It's funny, when I go to live events and speak, hey, Sam, you got a business card? Nope. They look at me like I got three heads. Why would I have a business card? Why do I need it? It's every day of Saturday, dude. Sam@... for my email, or just go to the website and you can get a hold of me through there. You got a contact us page. Just go to everydaysaturday.com. Can you remember that? Oh, yeah, great name. Thanks. Don't need a business card. Just saved you $500. You don't either, all right? So don't order the 1,000 of them you're going to order on the internet. And here's another tip. Here's another tip. Oh, boy, I'm all fired up today. I was going to talk about the scam. I hope I can even get to a scam. Jeez Louise, I got a lot to cover today. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it on a Friday? Happy Friday, by the way. TGIF, weekend's almost here. Oh, went too fast. Here comes Monday. Who would have thought I had that much to say on a Friday? Here's another tip. Okay, you ready for this one? If you're one of the individuals who still uses business cards, please, for the love of all that is holy, do not have a cheesy email address like Yahoo, AOL, MSN on there. Oh, yeah, you can get a hold of me at SC_... hashtag 23-57-74 at yahoo.com or yahoo.ca because I'm in Canada. Remember that. I'll remember. Ting. It's like, come on, man. Get an original. Spend $9. Go to Namecheap, GoDaddy, Bluehost, someplace. Get yourself a domain name and have an email address tied to it. It's simple stuff. I don't know how to do that. Go to YouTube. There's 8 billion videos on how to get it done. Come on. Lose the cheesy AOL. Seriously, AOL? I mean, come on. Are you? That's all I think about when I hear AOL. AOL, America Online, 1994. I finally got on the internet, right? They sent you the CD in the mail. You could log in and set up your AOL account for $23 a month. You could get email, okay? Get $9, get a domain address, go to Bluehost, go to Sam Crowley Hosting, $3.95 a month. You can have your own domain, hosting, everything. We worked out a great deal with Bluehost. Just go to samcrowleyhosting.com. Never have a cheesy email address again. So if you have business cards still, I'll forgive you right now for that. Don't have the cheesy email address. Let's talk about the scam. I want to talk about the scam. So last night I hosted the opportunity to call with the world-famous Katie Hunt talking about the Doobly Network. Go to everydaysaturday.com/Doobly, D-U-B-L-I. And I post on the on my Facebook fan page about Christian making $180,000 last month. And this guy, sir, it's the same tool that shows up every time I post something about whatever biz op it is. Could have been Empower Network, Moe. This one happened to be Doobly. And last time I posted was congratulating Christian for getting his lot in the Grand Cayman after his first few weeks. And he posted, I was in a job for 13 years and we vacationed in the Grand Cayman. And I know how much those houses cost. This isn't true because. Well, the first thing that told me he was a complete tool was when he led off with, I was in a job for however many years. Okay. Anyone that leads with that and that's bragging like that's your badge right there. You're a tool, okay? Then last night, I had to ban him. I had to ban him from my Facebook fan page because if I knew his name, I'd say it. I can't remember. I don't pay attention. I used to get really caught up and emotional about people that made negative comments on my blog. But now the beauty of it is you get a nasty email or somebody replies. The best is when you send out emails to your list. You know what I'm talking about? People unsubscribe. Why did I get this scammy email? Let me help you out there, Earl. You got the scammy email because you registered at this IP address on this date, hoping to get rich quick. But what you found was there was work involved. And then you wanted to stop receiving the emails, but you were unaware that there's actually an unsubscribe link at the bottom. Those are the best, by far the best emails. People that reply, take me off your mailing list. Einstein, you go all the way down to the bottom of that email. You know that word? I know it's a tricky one, and it is long. Lots of characters. Lots of characters. It's unsubscribe. You know what happens when you click that? You're unsubscribed. Isn't that crazy? It actually does what it says it's going to do. So why don't you do that instead of taking the time for the time it took you to reply back to our support staff and say, take me off of this email. Click. Unsubscribe. Click. Okay. So little Johnny Hateball last night cried scam on the old Everyday Saturday Facebook fan page saying, this smells like a scam. Get rich quick. Save the world. End poverty. They're not blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, I used to be like you. Negative. The world passed me by. People found out a way to make money without having to go to a job for 40 years. And I'm pissed. I'm mad. I'm steaming mad because I'm the Yahoo that still believes in the industrial age mentality. I get up early. I read my newspaper that's delivered to my front porch. I don't need no stinking blog on the old interwebs. I get the old-fashioned newspaper, go through it cover to cover with my coffee, my bathrobe / smoking jacket with an ascot on and my pipe, and I read the paper. And then I go off to work, and I give the boss a good solid 8 hours. That's good hard work. And I did that for 40 years. And there ain't no way you're making $180,000 in a month without doing all that kind of work. It's a scam. I used to be that person. Let me tell you something, man. It takes a lot to swallow your pride and your ego and actually listen up to people. There's a lot of great entrepreneurs out there. Look, the biz ops I get involved with, they aren't the only one. Just the ones I decide to get involved with. You know, you should really look. If somebody's talking to you about going into business, do a little due diligence on your own. See if it makes sense for you. and then jump in with both feet. I mean, what do you got to lose? Seriously, money? You're going to lose your money anyway. Most people are going to blow their money. Every tenant I evict, every single tenant I have to evict, I think we had two of them last month, owns a smartphone. They own a smartphone. Yeah, believe that. What is it, $30 a month for data, $60 for the phone? It's at least $100 a month for a smartphone, okay? And I'm evicting them. Their rent's only, you know, whatever it would be, $400 a month plus utilities. Some it's $500 a month, depending if it's a two-bedroom, whatever it is. You know, they're spending 25% of that amount on a phone. People just don't get it. Like, they're so easy. You know what's a scam? That's a scam. It's a scam that they're getting subsidies from the local housing authority when they own a smartphone. You know what I'm talking about? So all these people that yell scam, if they would just look in the mirror and see how even this tool who was on my Facebook fan page blasting about this and that and you can't make money that fast, if they just would sit back and realize how incredibly stupid they sound. You know, the guy who created the platform that's allowing this Yahoo to scream about scams and making money, the guy that built the platform, Mark Zuckerberg, is a multi-billionaire, and it didn't take him 40 years to get there. I mean, if you want to talk about Throwback Thursday, we were having some fun yesterday. What were you doing in 2004, 10 years ago? Facebook wasn't even around, man. I mean, come on. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, he's probably still in high school, you know, or not far from it. It's just the world changes so fast, and money is fast. There is a speed to money. You know why there's a speed to money? Because there's a speed to market. If you want to sit on your ass and look at everybody else doing it and making money and then complain and watch your football games and hang out and crack a beer, that's cool. You know, if you want to go to your job every day and just talk about people that are actually making it happen and think, that's fine. But don't spew that stuff in public. You look like an absolute moron. You know, the real great people in life, the ones who are, and I don't even care if you're failing, at least you're trying, you know. There's no good going on a public fan page of somebody like myself. And I'm just saying, I'm not putting myself at the right hand of God. I make mistakes, you know. But I can tell you this much. I would never knowingly promote a business where I felt like the average person couldn't get involved and make it happen. And if I found out that was the case, then I would exit stage right and not promote it anymore and move on. Even with that, we all make mistakes in businesses we align ourselves with. You know, I've done it with my own. But I would never go out and publicly yell scam with something I don't even know the name of it or anything. So it's just hilarious. You know, it really is. And you feel bad for these people because you know why? You don't even feel as much as bad for these people as you feel for the people that they impact. Like this guy, if he has children, they're done. They're toast. Like if he procreated, I just hope he didn't for the simple fact that his kids, they don't have a shot because they're going to grow up thinking that making money quickly or not having a job and putting in 40 years is somewhat illegal and borderline unethical. Think about being raised in that household. You know, when you raise your kids, you got to tell them anything is possible. Saying you're going to go off to college and get a job, that right there, stop. Stupid. Okay? Let me give you some life advice. Dumbest thing you could ever tell a kid in 2014. Okay? You tell the kid, find out, number one, what is it that you're passionate about? But if you haven't even found that for yourself, it makes sense that you wouldn't be able to give that advice to your kids because you wouldn't even know that that's possible. You have to understand everything. I mean, everything is possible. And when you look at people that are 40 or 50 years old, I see it now. People I used to hang with or, you know, old friends and things like that I used to work with, they still don't believe anything's possible, and damn, they're 45, 50 years old. How sad is that? They've lived most of their life now. 75% of their life is over, and they still don't understand that you can do whatever it is you want to do in life, anything you want to do. You want to go back to med school and you're 50 years old, go do it. You know, I was joking with my wife after seeing these amazing doctors, these miracle workers, and I was like, I'm going to go to med school. She's like, can you please just focus? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't need to go to med school. Can you imagine Dr. Crowley, 65 years old? Here's the point, though. If I was single or we didn't have kids or something and I was struck with that, I would do it because what obligations do I have? You know, I have an obligation to follow my passion, follow my purpose, do it ethically, do it legally, provide for my dependents, whoever they are, if it's just my wife or it's a wife and kids, whatever the family is, and have a great life, man. Have a great life. So when people yell scam or telling you something's not possible, say, you know what? I appreciate your opinion. You know what I appreciate more is you keep it to yourself. dumbass. You know, that's what I would say to somebody. Because they're just out there spewing stuff they know nothing about. And don't take it personally, man. It's water off a duck's back. Have some fun with it. You know, have some fun with the naysayers. Have some fun with people that tell you something that can't be done. Because you know, for every one idiot like that, there's a million people out there doing, well, probably not that many, because I wish there were a million people for every one. But there's a lot of people, like you and me, that are out there bucking the odds, that are out there finding their purpose in life, that are out there really having a ton of fun and having passion. And yeah, the money will follow. It always does. Never sit around worried about the money. You know what you should be sitting around worried about? If you're going to worry, which is the opposite of having faith, I mean, you're going to meditate on something. You're going to meditate on fear or you're going to meditate on faith. But if you choose to meditate on worry and fear, worry about not finding your purpose in life, about not adding significance, about not having a complete passion for what you do every day. That's what you should be worried about. You shouldn't worry about your bank account. That's the last thing. Bills get paid. They'll always get paid. You'll find a way to get them paid. It's not a big deal. When you find really what you love to do, you start doing that, the output's amazing. And then you get paid in a big, big way. That's how guys like Christian got 180 grand last month for just basically doing the same, if not less, work than he's done for the last 5 years. He just hit it, man. Caught lightning in a bottle. So that's the message for today. Have fun. Enjoy what you do. Don't cry wolf. Just cry, man. Cry tears of joy that you're out there doing exactly what it is you love to do. It's Sam Crowley hosting the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.